1320 WILS. Well, about, what is it, 17 different attorneys general, specifically liberal ones, across this country are going after the oil industry. My next guest says it's completely out of line. Stephen Moore joins us, author of Fueling Freedom, Exposing the Mad War on Energy. Stephen, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, now the issue here is that they say there's evidence, right, that the big oil, these companies knew that global warming was happening on some level years ago. What exactly occurred here?
So what's going on here is that these liberal attorney generals are basically suing the oil companies for allegedly covering up the reality of global warming. Now, it's funny because they say they've been doing this for 30 years, and the irony of that is 30 years ago, all these people on the left said we were going to have global cooling, not global warming. We were going to have another ice age. Mm-hmm. So, but the point is that they now want to harass these oil companies and say that they not only go after the oil companies, but the conservative foundations and research institutes that might have given any money to the to these gotten money from the oil companies to do research. And, you know, like I work at the Heritage Foundation. We are a conservative free market organization. We get a little bit of money from big oil, but not much, maybe 1% of our budget. And we would have to turn over all these documents and so on. And it's a witch hunt. And
this let me ask you this. Is the assertion, am I right in saying that there's some documentation showing that there was discussion of this phenomenon of global warming and that fossil fuels may be a factor?
Well, I think what they're on a fishing expedition, right? They don't know what they're going to find. They're basically alleging that the oil companies, quote, knew, unquote, that global warming was happening and that fossil fuels were responsible for it, and they covered it up. Now, there's comes with that on multiple levels. I mean, one is there's no evidence that the companies actually did that. Number two, there's no scientific consensus whatsoever that global warming is happening because of carbon emissions. Now, some scientists say it is happening. Many say it's not. And to basically say that there's some kind of scientific consensus on that is nonsensical.
Now, when you say they're on a fishing expedition, what are they actually doing right now? What are they?
They're basically subpoenaing of them to turn over all of their records and so on, and also they want records of who they've given out money to. That has a chilling effect on what they're trying to do is get the big oil companies to stop giving money to any right-wing organization that they don't like, and which is ridiculous because the government gives all of this money to the Sierra Club and so on, but somehow the oil companies can't give money to groups on the right. It's a double standard.
I should note that they're actually looking for a significant payout too, correct?
Of course. Of course. And, so what they're basically trying to strong arm these companies to do is instead of giving money to the Heritage Foundation or American Enterprise Institute, give their money to the Sierra Club, and that'll get the government off your back. There's another point, though, that's important is that, as I mentioned in my article, the one that you
in the Washington Post, right?
Yeah. What's really interesting is that, what's happened in the last 5 or 6 years is the oil companies are producing massive amounts of natural gas. So when they do fracking and other things, they're getting huge amounts of natural gas. And natural gas actually reduces greenhouse gases. It's a clean burning fuel. And so actually in the last 6 or 7 years, the United States has actually reduced its carbon emissions. In fact, more than any other country in the world has. And yet these oil companies that are reducing carbon emissions are being vilified for producing energy.
Now, what's the likelihood this will succeed?
Good question. This is a bullying tactic. You've got, I forget the numbers, like 15, 16, I forget the exact number of attorney general, including the attorney. And by the way, the attorney generals, when you ask me what they're threatening, one of the things they're threatening is criminal penalties. So in other words, throw these CEOs of Exxon and Chevron in jail for allegedly covering up climate change.
They say they think there's an email or some kind of a letter that says, hey, the weather's it's getting hotter and we believe our own oil is doing it. Is that essentially what they're looking for?
Well, Yeah, they're trying to say, remember about 25 years ago when there were all the tobacco lawsuits and, you know, the tobacco industry had to pay billions of dollars of settlement money mm-hmm. on these tobacco lawsuits. They want to do that to the oil industry now. They see deep pockets. They want to sue them for billions of dollars. There's a big difference between the oil companies, though, and the tobacco companies. The tobacco companies really were producing products that, you know, that kill people and that were hazardous to people's health.
Mm-hmm.
Energy is not hazardous to your health. Energy is what makes our healthcare system. It's what, you know, heats your house. It lights your house at night. Yeah. It provides everything that we have. Energy is the master resource. Without energy, we wouldn't have anything else.
Yeah,
so
certainly
to say that somehow energy.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to run these yeah. companies out of business, certainly. But do you think this is the kind of thing that would actually affect how the oil companies are going to operate and their potential success? Or?
It could. You know, I mean, so far I have to give some, you know, usually companies when they're investigated by Congress, they go into the fetal position and say, no, don't, you know, they basically, you know, do the payouts to get government off their back. In this case, I have to give credit to the oil companies. There have been a couple cases where they've countersued these attorney generals and said, this is harassment. You're harassing us for basically engaging in legal business activity.
Huh. Stephen Moore, author of Fueling Freedom, Exposing the Mad War on Energy, including this latest chapter of the war, also with the Heritage Foundation. Stephen, thank you very much.
Thanks very much. Have a great day.